It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one heat music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. So I don't know if you've been following the goings on of the world, but there's a lot of things being debated, a lot of people yelling and screaming at each other.
Is that a Facebook page?
What?
Goings on of the world?
No, but it should be.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not talking about politics or Donald Trump or anything. It's about these Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yeah. They're back.
Girl, by the way, here's the thing. My daughter is a Girl Scout, and my wife is.
Like, your mom is too.
My mom's a Girl Scout too. She's young at heart.
She's not ready to let it go.
No. But my wife is like the cookie mom. So we've been embroiled in this whole cookie thing.
Cookie momster.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I like that.
And I never realized how big a thing the cookies were. Like, you know, you go to Publix, you see the girls selling cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
But it is like insane.
Used to be a Girl Scout, and I remember it being insane.
Did you really?
Yeah, we like used to knock on people's doors, and did they do that?
No, you know what's great? This is the best thing. There's now like a digital cookie portal.
Oh, and it's like way easier. We had to do all the hard work. We had to stand and walk around.
You should get those like code things and just start sticking them.
Oh, forget that. I went on like my Facebook page and I posted my daughter's cookie link. And she sold like 100 boxes. Didn't have to leave the house.
Nice.
And I was like, this is the best.
Well,
man, e-commerce.
That's the whole purpose.
No way. I don't want her walking around the neighborhood. Talking to creepy people.
I mean, I went with my mom. I wasn't like by myself. Like when I did that.
Here's how you sell Girl Scout.
Or outside of Publix, like you said.
Yeah, outside of Publix is fine. But here, except I feel like they try to guilt me. Like
I always feel so bad.
They know I'm buying food. They know I have money, and they stand right in my way.
But I never have cash, so that's what I always say.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, hey, take Apple Pay.
They should get a little like
card reader.
Plug into your iPad.
A little square or whatever.
Square.
That'd be great. That'd be great. We'd be all over that.
Yeah.
But no. So like, my daughter has sold all these cookies, and she never left the house. And the other thing is, and then you know, you bring the sheet to work, and I don't know what the protocol is. I think I ticked somebody off.
Why?
Because for years, people have been bringing the form for their grandkids and their nieces or whatever. I guess not their nephews. That'd be weird. And they stick it on the wall in the kitchen and say, buy Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
So my daughter said, you know, Daddy, can you go to work? I go, oh, yeah, I'll do exactly what everyone else did. And I got in there like before anyone else.
And now they're all pissed.
But I think, you know, I don't know if there's like a protocol or if I had to get in line or if there's seniority.
Who cares? Everybody else does it.
I don't know. I sold 21 damn boxes of cookies these people in the last couple days.
It's awesome.
Did you buy any boxes, Megan?
I bought some from your daughter, yes.
What did you buy?
Thin Mint.
I mean, yeah.
That's like I always put them in the freezer.
It's like a no-brainer.
Yeah. And then what are the peanut butter ones?
Tagalongs. Okay, that's the thing.
Those are my faves.
Those are my faves, too.
Yeah.
All right, twinsies. Here's the thing. A lot of people don't think that those are good.
Really?
I've been debating. Like, people are like, you know what the best ones are the trefoils. And I'm like, ooh, those are
just plain sugar cookies, right?
It's like eating cardboard. It's like shortbread.
Yeah.
With the Girl Scout logo on it.
No.
And I'm like, they go, that's the classic Girl Scout cookie. I go, that's like disgusting. It's like eating cardboard. Tagalongs, Samoas, in that order.
Samoa. That's what I got. All three of those.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so great.
Well, my boyfriend loves Samoa, so I got those for him. And then I love the Thin Mints and then the peanut butter. Why can I not think of the name?
Tagalongs. They have a new one. They have a s'mores one
that
this year.
That one looks legit.
Oh, I know. Really? I almost got that one too, but I'm like, I'm trying to be like healthy, not be fatty, ordering four boxes of cookies.
That's the problem with Girl Scout cookies, right? When everyone's like, oh, new year, I'm going to get fit.
I know.
Girl Scout cookies.
I know.
I would
it's
like
the worst
seven
timing.
Boxes of Thin Mints.
What are you talking about? That's the smartest marketing ploy ever, because they know you got a bunch of fat, hungry people who haven't eaten in 2 weeks, and they're like, well, you want some cookies?
Yeah, I guess halfway into the month probably.
Absolutely, man. They're genius. Here's the other thing too now, because they've solved that problem. You can go online, and when you order like on the digital cookie portal, you can just buy boxes and they'll ship them directly to the troops overseas.
Well, that is amazing.
Isn't that great?
I didn't know that you could do that.
It's either the best or the worst time for Girl Scout cookies, right after you make your New Year's resolutions to stop being a fatty.
I know.
And what happens is you go to the gym or you go to the grocery store to buy, you know, fruit.
Right.
And vegetables and tofu.
And all the stuff you don't really want to eat.
Right. And there's Girl Scouts camped out with going Thin Mints, Samoas, Tagalongs, peanut butter.
Why are the Girl Scouts 60-year-old smokers?
They're not smoking. They're cute little girls.
Oh,
but
okay.
They're, you know, when you're.
I just don't know what stores you're going to where the Girl Scouts sound like that.
I go really late at night to bad neighborhoods. Girl Scouts. Anyway, we're doing a quick poll. What is, because there's a lot of different flavors and a lot of different debates. Some people will say, I love trefoils. And other people will say, trefoils are like stones that you would skip at the lake.
The worst.
They're just like, it's a shortbread. Why waste your money? Other people say tagalongs and thin mints are the best.
Yes.
Those people went to college,
those
obviously.
People rule.
They sure do. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Quick poll. Best variety of Girl Scout cookie. Amanda from Kingsland, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. What's the best variety of Girl Scout cookie?
Savannah Smiles. They are my absolute favorite. I love them.
Those are like lemon, right?
Yeah, they're little lemon cookies covered in powdered sugar.
Oh,
like heaven.
I would love that.
Good.
That sounds
they
amazing.
Are so good. I love them. And, of course, thin mints because I put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
What is it with the freezer? Why is everyone freezing them?
It's so good when they're cold. It tastes delicious.
If you haven't done it, you need to try it.
Yes.
Because they are so amazing cold.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
They really are.
I know people mix. I go on Pinterest. People make like mixed drinks with them and stuff.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Thin mint martini.
You put them in ice cream.
Put them in like a milkshake with rum.
Like a thin mint mudslide.
Oh, my God. Now you're talking.
What? That sounds so good.
Oh, my God. Hey, thanks for calling. All right. One Savannah Smiles, one thin mint. Kitty from Mandarin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's the best variety of Girl Scout cookie, bar none?
Thin mints, hands down, frozen, with a bowl of vanilla bean ice cream on top of them, crushed.
Great idea.
With chocolate syrup and whipped cream.
You've given this quite a bit of thought.
Well, that sounds so good. I want that right now.
It's a recipe worth years of practice.
No, I know. That sounds really, really good.
I always used to do that, too. Crush them up, put them in there real good. It's nice.
All right, so that's two for Thin Mints, one for Savannah Smiles. Thanks for calling. Derek.
Hey.
Hey, best variety of Girl Scout cookie.
You got to do Thin Mints for the fridge. You do the tagalongs, you know, because of peanut butter. And then the Samoas are good. But those treacles, man, those, I'm with you. They just taste like dirt. It's
I mean,
wait, what are those? Just like the sugar
the shortbread
cookies? Shortbread ones.
Shortbread. It just looks cute.
They got like six little holes in them, and the girl's got face on it. And
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're classic because of that, but that's it.
I don't do this anymore because, Smoothie King has saved me. But before Smoothie King, I would order like a box of tagalongs,
mm-hmm.
and I would sit in the studio with a cup of coffee and the box of tagalongs, and by the end of the show, the whole box was gone.
The whole box, yeah.
I mean, because they're literally bite-sized cookies.
It's so easy to do, I know, but then you hate yourself afterwards.
It's like a Reese's cup, but on crack, you know?
Yeah.
It's really amazing, yeah. And, and it's so accessible, and they're in the tray. You just pull one out of the tray, and it's got that satisfying crinkle of the plastic.
Are you dreaming right
now? I really
now?
Am. Hey, thanks for calling, Derek.
Are you drooling?
That's why I sent like 20 boxes to the troops.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if they're anywhere near my house, I will eat them.
And get them away from me.
I either have to order trefoils, which I know I won't eat.
I know.
Or buy cookies for somebody else. Sarah from Yulee. Good morning. How are you, Yulee?
We're doing good. A little bit foggy, but it's fine.
No, that's all right. What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? What's the best one?
Actually, my favorite is called a Thanks-A-Lot. I was a Girl Scout leader last year in Guam, and their cookies are completely different than here.
They have
one called a Thanks-A-Lot that's like, it's like a regular cookie on top, but it has like a layer of chocolate on the bottom, and you could take it and like put it in the oven with a marshmallow in between, and it made a s'mores.
Wait, is it like kind of big and square?
No, it's fairly big and round. It's probably like 2 or 3 inches round.
I think I've had that before. It's like...
Last time you were in Guam?
No, but I swear I've had that before where it's just a layer of chocolate on the bottom, and then it's almost like a graham cracker cookie.
Are you thinking of an actual s'more? Were you on a camping trip or something?
No. What was the...
They do have s'mores this year, though.
Yeah, that's the new one.
No.
Are the s'mores that they're selling this year like the Guam Thanks-A-Lots?
I don't know. I just ordered some from a friend of mine. So once you get it in, I guess I'll have to let you know.
Yeah, all right. We'll put you down for what? And now, as far as American Girl Scout cookies, and I know people are going to call and say Guam is technically an American, territory. But what is your favorite, domestically available Girl Scout cookie?
Well, I don't know. Probably the Samoas.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm pretty general with those, but. That s'mores one might be my favorite once I get it and try it.
I know. Right. I want to try that.
All right. Let us know. Hey, thanks for calling. Brian from the South Side. What's the best Girl Scout cookie?
I think the best one's Samoas. You always got to buy two,
Samoas.
Yeah.
Are good. And that's like coconut, chocolate. There's something about. Yeah, and caramel.
Yeah.
I mean, three of the best things on earth.
Those are my favorite. I don't know why.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Brandy from the West Side. Hello. What, Brandy, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
My personal favorite is the Savannah Smiles, but my stepdaughter is a Girl Scout, and she sells Thin Mints 3-to-1 to every other kind of cookie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Thin Mints 3-to-1. All right, we're going to put, you know, and we went on Pinterest, by the way. If you're hungry, don't do this.
Yeah, I know.
We went on Pinterest and we wrote in Thin Mints to find recipes because people were talking about all the things you can do with them. There are recipes for, like Thin Mint cheesecake.
Oh, my God.
Thin Mint cheesecake bars. Look at this, Megan. This is Thin Mint marshmallow brownies.
Holy hell. I want that.
I mean, it looks so, who knew? You could do so much with,
oh my God.
Look at this. Thin Mint. Oh, the Starbucks Thin Mint Frappuccino, of course. There was one for Thin Mint Muddy Buddies.
Oh, what?
Oh, yes.
I love
Muddy
Buddies. I just
love
Buddies.
Chocolate and mint so much.
I know.
But a lot of people don't. So I bet you there's a bunch of people who hate Thin Mints.
I hate those people. Thin Mint Jello Shots. That's something that we need to try.
Thin Mint Jello Shots.
Now look, Megan woke up.
What?
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Brandy. We really appreciate it. Thin Mint Jello Shots. Look. I don't think there's a little bit of crumbled Thin Mint cookie. I mean, look at this. Who wouldn't
delicious.
Love this?
You know, that looks like one of those Pinterest things where you like, it looks so good in the picture. And then when you do it, it looks like complete ass.
Like Pinterest nailed it?
Yeah, Pinterest nailed it.
Will you please make these?
I'll definitely make those and they will look like complete crap, okay. But they'll taste good.
Go to the kitchen, order some Thin Mints for my daughter's cookie sheet.
Yeah, I already did.
And then what we'll do is we'll have you prepare these, bring them into the show.
Oh, will you? Will you just have me prepare these? Okay, I'll get right on
and
that,
then
sir.
Then we'll compare them with the actual Pinterest photo.
Right.
To see how they look. Good. Pinterest nailed it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.